Later this hour, Dumber Than the Show Trivia, revisited. First, a round of the game called Butthurt. There are two decks of cards in here. One is blue, one is red. Blue is more benign things. Like, who's the best dressed right now? Like, that's a good thing to have someone say about you. Mm-hmm. Not all the blue ones are like, you know, hey, give someone a compliment. But they're less aggressive. Like, who has the best attitude towards life? Now, the red cards, pretty aggressive. Oh, first one, can't do that one. Who would trip you just because it's funny? That's the red stuff, okay? Now, Tommy had said, hey, let me declare everyone. I want to tell everyone what I think of them.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because it was going to be for everybody. And Tommy's like, no, I want to do it.
Nice of you, Tommy.
Yeah, so Tommy, you have to pick one person from the room for every one of these. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Okay. Who's the biggest pessimist?
Hot Wings.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that one.
The man's got a segment called Hot Takes every single day. Twice.
The hot take is never, you know what I like?
Yeah, I know.
Not true. I have definitely had some where I just said, hey, this is the best thing.
Yeah,
I've
like when you're like,
done that. It's usually, you know, food-oriented.
Like when idiots get in car wrecks or something like
not
that,
true.
It's still negative.
Mostly negative, but I've definitely
but
had some positive.
I don't think the hot take is this is where we see his pessimism. It's when there's a chance that something different might happen and his change resistance kicks into high gear. Mm. Hey, we were going to do something everyone will like and it'll be a lot of fun. I don't know, guys. I have taxes coming up next year.
I am not a quick adapter to change.
Again, it goes back to...
It goes against my norms.
Me and Hot Wings and Joe were in the office years ago, right after Joe started. Mm-hmm. So 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
And at the time, Netflix was still relatively new and none of us had subscribed yet. And so we're like, and this is Netflix DVDs kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, hey, why don't we just get a show Netflix? It sounds so old. And then... we'll just order the DVDs because you could have two or three out at a time. I forget now. And then, you know, we'll just all take turns because none of us at the time thought, yeah, you know, I'm not going to use it that much. Little did we know. And so Joe's yes. Everybody else is a yes. And then Hot Wings, we get Hot Wings' attention. He's sitting with headphones on and we tell it to him. And he's like, I'm not making any decisions about anything until after my wedding. Hot Wings, it's $15 a month. I mean, it was pretty henny-penny.
It was.
I appreciate, I laud your ability to look at it through clear eyes now.
My default.
God, it was funny.
My default mode is not to go in on anything with anyone else because it always ends up weird.
Well, we didn't do it, and it's probably a good idea, but your excuse of, I'm not making any decisions about anything until after the wedding, it was like 9 months away. So we're like, all right, well, let's just table this Netflix thing till Hot Wings is married. All right.
And yet I ended up being the right one because none of you did it anyway.
You were right.
You could have done it without me.
No way. None of it. We could not come up with $15 a month between the three of us. Are you kidding?
Well, and then it was probably even less.
Yeah, it was probably like $7.
That's too much commitment.
Like, why
for
did
me.
We need to split it anyway? Tommy, yes. Who has the most self-control?
I'd say Steve.
Take him to a Greta Van Fleet concert.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I feel like,
loses it.
That was not all my fault.
Put some peanut M&Ms in here.
What do you have against peanut M&Ms?
I don't have anything against it, but Steve has... Even less against it. He has nothing against it because he wants to eat all of them.
Never met a peanut M&M I didn't like.
But, yeah. All right, this one. Who has the biggest ego?
You.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying that because it's easiest because I'm the one staring at you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'd say maybe Kelly, but I think it's out of a place of confidence.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not a dick and don't know it.
Well,
you know,
well, ego is still confidence. I mean,
yeah, but there's that line, right, that you teeter on, especially in this business where.
Yes. If it turns into egotistical.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. For the record, I don't think anyone on the show is egotistical in the sense of like, well, I can't do that. Well, don't you know who I am?
I mean, there's something
that's gross.
I won't do that.
No, I'll literally do anything. Yeah. Are you going to pay me for it? Do I need to take my pants off? Fine.
Tommy, choose left or right.
Left.
Who has the best attitude towards life?
Maitland.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It was like 3 days ago that she said, life is hard and sometimes I'm not that into it.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah. So good pick, Tommy.
Well, I think you can't be optimistic all the time. I don't think that's realistic. I think that Maitland's a realist and she gets it and she can bounce back.
Thank you.
I think absolutely true.
We all have our moments.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, the one you didn't pick, because you're still getting it. Who's the rudest person here?
Ooh. Still getting it.
Dang.
Probably Hot Wings again.
Are you serious?
Who do you think it is?
Oh, you. Probably.
You think it's me?
Because of the joy you take just with telemarketers and everything. Like, I'm not even mean to those people. I'm nice to even them.
What the hell?
You do. Well, you've said how often, like, you, like, get real joy out of, like, poking the bear all
the time. Those are telemarketers, not people.
Yes. My point is that I can't even be mean to those people.
I saw Steve be mean to one, like, a week ago. They called and were asking about an old address. He was like, that's the home of my deceased mother. And then the person didn't really say anything.
They forged ahead. Now they were like, so do you want to sell?
And Steve was like, really, Mark? You're not going to give me your condolences?
Yeah, that's a good piece of business.
Steve does not suffer fools.
No.
Normally, I let it go to voicemail, but I don't know. I had an audience, so I was like, yeah.
Silly.
That does make a difference. It does.
Greta Van Fleet, Steve, came out for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Let's see. Maitland, left or right?
Oh, left.
Who's the biggest pervert?
You.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said for sure?
I've learned.
Stop yawning for a second and defend your statement.
I did.
I've learned so many, like, nasty words and terms and things just from working here. And
from me?
It's mostly free beer.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
That is offensive. Why are you saying that? Because it's obviously you.
Mainly because I would have never learned about Mike Buck and his F-bikes if it
wasn't me.
I had no idea you could put a dildo on a bicycle.
There's a shirt with you on it.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Riding a bicycle with no seat.
I was not a willing participant in your statements about this Mike and his bikes.
And also, you have a pair of playground shorts.
What are you talking about? And what are playground shorts?
Oh, don't act like you don't
tell
know.
Us. Yeah. Pervert.
He's like, I got them all ready for the boys' weekend, guys.
Oh, no.
All right, Tommy, it's your turn again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, that's fair.
Which one of us wants your mic off? That was the nicer version of which one of us thinks you're going to get fired today.
I don't like that question.
Yeah. That's why I don't do that one anymore. I used to do that a lot to Steve, and I always knew I was joking, and he always thought it was mean. Yeah, and he told me that later.
He's like looking at you like...
After like 7 or 8 years. Yeah, that always kind of freaked me out when you did that.
I was never sure if you were joking.
Oh, it was always a joke. If it was real, I definitely wouldn't say it. I'd look at Hot Wings and roll my eyes like, you know what I'm thinking, right?
Mm. And I'd nod.
Do that thing where you tilt your head in my direction and go, the old finger across the throat. Yeah.
He'll never know what I'm talking about. All right. So this has all been very offensive.
I agree.
Let's do more. Thought I might get best attitude towards life. Didn't think I would be in the top two on biggest pervert. But
top
it
two.
Was filled with lies. No. Party pants and, or no, park
playground
pants.
Shorts.
Whatever you said. Party and pants. Maitland's, he teaches me bad words. I am the least likely to do that. Also, it's my job. Tommy. No. Steve, who's most likely to steal something from you?
Oh, Kelly.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though I did inadvertently steal your phone the other day.
Oh, yeah, you did. I was like, all right, I know I had my phone right between Steve and I because we have this shared counter space. And I'd walked out and I almost got to the elevator and I'm like, my phone is not in my bag, not in my, and I'm terrible about having it like in my pocket and not realizing. I checked everything. I walk in here, Maitland and Steve are walking out and Steve's like, good luck finding your phone, dummy. And then I said, Maitland, will you please call my phone? I really can't find it. And then Steve came walking back up in the window of the studio and he's got two phones in his hands and he goes, I don't know how this happened.
I looked down at the phone. I was like, why is Maitland calling me? I was like, why is my phone smaller than it was? Oh, then I realized I had weird. Another phone in my pocket.
Why is my lock screen a D-pick?
Well, he wouldn't ask that.
Yeah.
Why is my lock screen not my D-pick?
Yeah.
There, that's better.
Oh, yes. Gross.
That'd be weird, right?
Yeah.
That's grotesque. Why is that on your phone? It's mine.
Yeah.
I bet no one's listening whose lock screen is their own penis.
Oh, I bet there is somebody.
Boy, you want to talk about a weird pervert.
Probably good see him God. At that show Saturday.
Yeah. Yikes.
Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Left or right?
Let's do right this time.
Okay. Who's the most fun to be around?
Oh, I'd say Steve.
Very believable.
I just said, why are you mocking me right after I just said, you know what? Change my answer. Change my answer.
What have you done with Steve?
Huh?
What have you done with Steve that would illustrate all the fun he is to be around? I'm not saying you're not fun, Steve. Yeah. I just think he's picking people at random.
We went to a comedy show together.
Every time it's bad, he picks me.
Yeah,
and every time it's good,
together
he,
after
you went to the comedy show
dinner.
After you ditched him for dinner.
I didn't ditch him.
Oh,
I just
didn't
notice that he had texted until afterwards.
You mean that time you texted him and said, well, we're going to do this. And then he wrote back immediately, hey, is that an invitation or is that just you and Annette? And then you brought it up to him Monday morning.
It went something like that.
It went exactly like that.
It went exactly like that.
Steve, boy, that was, know that I have do you remember outfit. How fun that was?
Yeah, dude, that was so
when
much fun.
When you were just downtown near him?
Yeah.
Tommy was standing outside of the restaurant early. Just looking in the window at me and Annette eating together.
With his hands in his pockets.
Like that puppy in the window, and it's like raining. And just,
yeah.
All right.
No, I think Steve's just a generally, I think that you're very easy. Like you're always kind of a smile on your face, so like. I think generally, like, if you're in a good mood, everyone else is going to be in a good mood no matter what.
Thank you, Tommy.
But when he's in a bad mood, I'm just kidding.
I tried to turn over a new leaf.
Tommy?
Yes.
You want one more?
I'll do one more.
Who has the worst teeth?
Ooh.
You don't want to do this one, do you?
Not really.
I wouldn't.
You could say me. I went to the dentist the other day, although it was great. I do have to go back 2 more times.
Oh, wait. So did you enjoy the dentist?
Did you get a job there? What's going on?
Yeah, the dentist saw my mouth, and he's like, I can employ you.
Are you going to be the
put
mouth
on the payroll.
Are you, Kelly's just going to be the mouth they bring in to scare children.
No, my jaw pops real bad, and they can't
this
find a
you
disc
have to brush.
In my jaw.
And look at all the bruising on the palate.
What are all these weird indentions at the back of your throat?
Looks like a mushroom.
Yeah, it's such a gentle curve.
It smells like a clinic in here. Oh, rude. Well, all right. That's just when you're writing, because Maitland and Kelly keep notes and they label the segments. Label Tommy's last day is what you should write.
Oh.
There it is.
That's
see,
weird.
Steve?
I
was totally kidding.
I have a mark on here that says, don't ever forget about Free Beer's playground shorts.
That is annoying.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Man, what a term.
Are those the purple ones that you wear?
I don't think I have purple shorts.
Purple playground shorts. Purple
you'll know playground. If you can see the tip of his penis.
Just to be clear, I don't have playground shorts, and I don't show the tip of my penis to anyone.
Where would we have the term playground shorts if you didn't
make
have
that
them.
Noise?
Well, wasn't there the one time we were playing basketball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an accident in like 8th or 9th grade.
With children on
all right,
the playground.
Raise your hand.
I was a children.
Yeah, what happened to your cum bros?
That's not what they were called.
They all went to different colleges.
Free Beer and Hotwigs report is later. I just said that because I looked down and saw something and wanted to stop this.
Raise your hand in the room.
Dumber than the show
you've ever had your penis
next.
Fall out.